Now to a tragic death that's capturing attention nationwide. A 10-year-old boy who may be among the youngest to die in the opioid epidemic that has killed so many. And tonight, authorities are still trying to figure out a mystery of how exactly he came in contact with the powerful drug that's suspected of killing him. NBC's Kerry Sanders has more.
A Facebook memorial post to 10-year-old Alton Banks, the medical examiner in Miami, now waiting for toxicology tests to confirm he died after inadvertent contact with the powerful opioid fentanyl.
I believe this may be the youngest victim of this scourge that's occurring in our community. What a nightmare.
Investigators tracking Alton's final hours of life believe he had been with friends at a nearby city pool.
Somewhere between the day camp here and the two-block walk to his house, young Alton Banks, it's believed, came into contact with something unintentionally, a drug that may have killed him. But he didn't die immediately. Neighbors say hours later they saw paramedics frantically trying to save his life.
That's when it was pumping him, like trying to revive him back.
The national opioid epidemic indiscriminate. The most recent statistics show death rates up in a year by 72%, while deaths from the less potent drug heroin increased 20%.
The most dangerous opioid we're finding out there, the amount roughly the same size as a grain of rice could be potentially deadly.